Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. And my name is Christy. So have you ever been in a relationship and then suddenly it ended and you can never get over that someone because you feel like you have lost the purpose of life? Well, this video from the School of Life tells us how to get over someone. So let's take a look. The way to unfix it is not to tell ourselves that we never liked the person. It's to get very serious and specific about what the attraction was based on, and then come to see that the qualities we had admired in the ex must necessarily exist in other people who don't have the set of problems that make the original relationship impossible. The way to unfix it is not to tell ourselves that we never liked the person. It's to get very serious and specific about what the attraction was based on, and then come to see that the qualities we had admired in the ex must necessarily exist in other people who don't have the set of problems that make the original relationship impossible. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 fix it。fix it 呢只是念念不忘啊，或者是成熟的。像是我们可以说 ,Ever since he has been to Paris, he has been fixated on the onion soup. 他去过巴黎之后啊便 一直念念不忘巴黎的洋葱汤。那这个字呢也可以当作就是注视的意思。像是说 ,he had his eyes fixated on hers, 他双眼注视着他。那再来我们要来看的是 specific。specific 呢指的是特殊的，那它的重音是在 CI 的地方 ,SPE 呢是发 E 的音 ,specific。那我们可以说 Don't test her limits. I think she has been really specific about not going to the basement. 我们不要再探她的底线了，因为她非常明确的跟我们说不要进地下室。那它的动词呢是 specify. specify 呢则是具体指定。那它的重音在最前面的地方 ,SPE 发 E 的音 ,CI 发短音 ,specify. 那我们可以说 That man ordered a bacon cheeseburger and specified no cheese.那个人点了一个培根起司汉堡啊，却具体指定的说他不想要 cheese。那再我们来看的是 attraction， attraction 呢是吸引力，那它的 a 呢是发短音 a 的音 ，t r a 的 a 则是发 a attraction。Attraction， 它除了指一个人的吸引力呢，还可以指一个著名的景点，因为一个著名的景点啊，或者是观光圣地，就会吸引很多观光客。所以后来这个词呢，后来也演变成这个一个观光圣地的感觉。For example, the Statue of Liberty and the Rockefeller Center are both famous attractions in New York. 这个自由女神像啊，还有 Rockefeller Center 都是纽约的观光圣地。那它的动词呢，则是 attract， 指的是吸引的意思。那我们可以说 ，The lollipop on the table has attracted a dozen of ants. 放在桌上的棒棒糖呢，吸引来了很多很多只蚂蚁。那它还有一个形容词呢，则是 attractive， 则是指有吸引力的。像是说 I feel like I've never noticed how attractive she is without makeup. 我从来没有注意过原来她不化妆呢是这么吸引人。再我们来看的是 quality。quality 呢是品质的意思。那它的重音在 QUA 的地方发 qua, A 发 a, 嘴巴有上下拉长的感觉。LI 呢是发短音 a, quality。举例来说呢 I think the quality of this translation is poor. 我认为这部影片翻译的品质呢非常的不好。那再来还有跟他讲得很像的字呢就是 qualify， 它跟品质也还蛮像的。那它是动词指的是使某个人合格啊，或者是符合某个标准，重音一样在前面 ,li 发短音 qualify。很多人呢可能会在面试或者是履历的时候就是提到说 I think my previous experiences and my abilities qualify me for this position， 就是我认为以我过去的经验呢再加上我的能力会让我就是能够胜任这个职位。再来还有跟 quality 比较相对的是 quantity， 他们会相对的原因呢是因为有时在写论文的时候呢会写 quantitative research 或是 qualitative， 就是质化或是量化的分析，这样子大家稍微知道这个字就好。最后我们要来看的是 admire， admire 呢是欣赏，那这个 a 呢是发短音 a 的音， mi 呢只是发 i admire。 像是我们可以说 I truly admire his consistency， 我认为啊他贯彻始终的态度呢非常令人欣赏。那他的形容词呢则是 admirable， admirable， 他的 a 呢是重音发 a 的音， mi 是发短音 a admirable， 指的是令人尊敬的。像是说You standing out for the bullied girl was really admirable. 你为那个被霸凌的女孩挺身而出真的是非常令人尊敬。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The way to unfix it is not to tell ourselves that we never liked the person. It's to get very serious and specific about what the attraction was based on, and then come to see the qualities we had admired in the ex must necessarily exist in other people who don't have the set of problems that make the original relationship impossible. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!